Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
All right, welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number on the line, Mr. Alan Borsig. You know, Alan, there is more money in the educational system than there has been, I don't know, I can't remember the last time that there was so much money in the educational system. And the governor is projecting another $750 million out of the $4 billion surplus to go into schools, in addition to the other money that he's already allocated. The answer is not money, is it?
I'm hesitating how to answer that. I mean, do schools want and have justification for asking for more money? Yeah, but you're probably right. The state is sitting on a large amount of money, just that's unallocated these days. I mean, I don't know. I think it's over $2 billion. So people in both rural and public and urban schools are saying, you know, give us some of that money, especially when kids have so many emotional needs. And staffing is so short. So money is important, but there are a lot of issues that don't involve money alone. One of the ironies of what the Republicans did with the state budget last year was that the urban districts, especially Milwaukee, got a large amount of money. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars through the federal COVID relief package pushed by President Biden, and the more well-to-do districts, many of them represented by Republicans, got very little money, and then the state budget pretty much froze education revenue for districts, which really ended up hurting the Republican represented districts way more than the urban districts, because Milwaukee, Madison, a few others were getting a lot of money, and in the short term are doing okay financially. But the outstate districts are really, really feeling it. That's going to be a very interesting dynamic as we get perhaps in this year, but especially next year, in the state budget, because it's the rural and suburban districts that are most feeling the financial squeeze right now.
Alan, do you think we'll ever, meaning the nation, come to a realization that, you know, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican should not matter? It's in the best interest of a nation that the majority of its population gets the highest grade of education that they possibly can. All you have to do is look at what's taking place in China and what's taking place in India. Nations that have educated tremendous swaths of people who were not educated at all, and yet they've been able to bring many of those people up to a position where they are now becoming well-educated. At some point in time, isn't our nation, shouldn't they come to that realization?
Well, yeah. I hope, is it going to happen? It's very easy to get discouraged these days. You know, it's not so long ago that education was very much a bipartisan issue. Generous funding of education in many states, including Wisconsin, was not a controversial matter, and now it is. No Child Left Behind, the now not very well respected, but major education bill that was passed 20 years ago, was passed with enormous bipartisan support. It was George W. Bush and Teddy Kennedy who were the two most identified people with it. And that's totally broken down. There just is nothing that resembles a bipartisan agreement on education. You know, it's just like two entirely different worlds. If you talk to Tony Evers, if you talk to Robin Voss or other Republican legislators, one says they don't need any money and they're awash and go, and this is all the fault of teachers' unions. And one says, help us. You know, and in the meantime, you look at the results, you look at what's really happening with kids in Milwaukee and how their futures are being impacted by inadequate, you know, education. They're just not getting set up to succeed in life. And you say, this is bad. This is just bad. What are they going to do about these kids and their futures? So at some point, will there be some awakening to this kind of concern? I hope so.
Well, I'll tell you, Alan, if there isn't an awakening to this, the future of this nation without question is in jeopardy. And this nation being, you know, the most powerful entity on the planet is in jeopardy. Because if you don't make sure, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'd like to tell you you're wrong, but in reality, I regret to say you're right. That I wish everything was going to be fine. We don't need to worry, but we do need to worry. It's really very concerning what's going on.
Yeah. So. I mean, we have to, Alan. When children, and we won't see it immediately, the impact of this is going to happen after you and I are gone. But we must do everything within our power to try to prevent this from happening. It's predictable where this is headed. And so we must focus, and I'm so glad to have you on the air to have this kind of a discussion. And I've had you on the air before, and I hope that we'll be able to make this, you know, kind of a semi-regular thing, because nothing more important than our education of our children. I believe that, and anybody who doesn't believe that is an idiot. I'm just sorry, because the rest of the world, the rest of the world has figured it out. For heaven's sakes,
there are places that have figured it out. That is for sure. You look at what's going on, and you could list a bunch of countries. They just have much more rigorous, much more structured education. They have much more positive attitude around the way teachers are treated. It's a much more honored profession, and that pays off. Just a whole list of factors. It's just education is treated as a matter of great national interest, more so than the evidence suggests right in our midst here.
Hey, Alan, I want to thank you very much for taking the time out and having a great conversation, as always, that you and I have. And we're going to be extending the invitation again and again and again. And there's so much ground to cover. Maybe we began a little bit of it today. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll be in touch.
Great. Thanks for having me on. And I'm at your service going forward.
All right. Thank you. That's Alan Borsig. I want to thank everybody who made the show go today, as always. It's nothing without you, the listening audience. Thank you, Sam, and thank you, Luke. You know, couldn't do it without you. You've been tuned in to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM. The show. Tell somebody about us, 8 a.m. to 11, Monday through Friday. See you later.